So there you go. I'd like your thoughts on that. 7-10-10 and 416-872-1010. What do I do next? What would you do next? And do let me know. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll explore, hopefully, the suggestions that you give me on what to do in my love life problem. And, of course, we'll speak to a real-life brony brother that loves My Little Pony.
You're tuned in to The Vinnie White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Okay, so I want to sort of synopsize some of the calls that I got in. Most people saying, well, actually, most people saying don't meet her. One said she sounds crazy, stay away, brother. And so on and so forth. But then I was thinking negatively, and then somebody with a positive position on the world said, yes, meet her. Boring. She sounds fascinating. Most people would totally agree. By the way, you'd better hope she's not listening. Yeah, there is that. Yeah, I think she might be. Can we just clear this up? sorry, Nicole. There we go. Good. That's all that then. I don't know what to do. Keep your advice coming in. I don't know anyone that overshares that amount of information should be seen again, but she was rather attractive. Okay. Bronies, I'm joined by a gentleman, and let me just start with this. Mike, what is tattooed on your left arm?
On my left arm is a picture I found off of DeviantArt. It's a picture of Derpy Hooves, a My Little Pony.
A My Little Pony. Now, in case you're listening to this thinking, but that sounds like a fully grown man, we should probably work out a couple of things. How old are you?
I am turning 32 in about a week and a half.
And when did you get the My Little Pony tattoo?
Last year, actually, around my birthday.
To understand the phenomena of bronies, brothers that like My Little Ponies, yes, then we should probably explore a tiny snippet from a movie that documents all this. Elliot, just give us the first rundown if you can.
In the 1980s, Hasbro picked up momentum with the launch of two powerhouse series that still remain popular to this day. Transformers and My Little Pony. Both went on to become worldwide phenomenons and became very successful with their targeted audiences. Young boys would play with their Optimus Prime toys while little girls would brush the manes of their plastic ponies. That was the norm. However, this wouldn't always be the case for My Little Pony, as it, thanks to a crazy series of events, ended up with a sizable demographic that no one expected. Yet this didn't happen until almost 30 years after the creation of MLP. For it was then, in the early 1980s, where My Little Pony officially began.
So let me talk here with Mike, 32-year-old man, who not only is wearing a My Little Pony tattoo, permanent, he's also wearing a a pink shirt with a My Little Pony's face on it that says, what does it say?
Smile, mother, censored.
I see.
Actually, this is a custom shirt I had made up last year for a cosplay. Mm. I actually have the wig and the tail and all that stuff. So I actually cosplay Pinkie Pie the odd time. Fat Pinkie Pie, but still, it works.
You are a gentleman that enjoys perhaps a little food occasionally.
I am definitely large and in charge and a chunk-a-dunk. You can't be this size and not have a sense of humor, believe me.
There you go. Live chunk-a-dunk and brony. It's Mike. Now, Mike, let's first of all try and understand one thing, because from the video that I saw, and unfortunately I didn't get to see the whole 1.5-hour documentary about bronies, but I did get to see a snippet and you heard a little bit there. I thought that this was a group of people that accepted each other and were friends and were very calm and caring. Not the sorts of people that would put the F word on their T-shirt.
Well, I'm more the outspoken type of brony, if I'm anything. The brony community comes from all walks of life. I mean, there's military bronies, which have like the rainbow dash cutie mark tattooed on their rifle. There's biker bronies. There's actually a very well-known one called Dusty Cat on Twitter. He's the manliest brony ever, I think is his name. I find the My Little Pony community is so welcoming as compared to other communities like, say, Star Trek or Star Wars or any other big community. Yet for some reason, we get this retarded amount of flack. In fact, I was actually on one of your other shows here on News Talk, Jim Richards. Mm. Some woman called me, quote unquote, a sexual deviant, and I have major problems.
I suppose we should address that, really. I mean, let's put it this way. When your mother walks in and you're watching My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, do you go to a porn site because it's easier to explain?
Well, there's pony porn. So not really.
Tell me that's not true.
There is. She's a porn star named Tasha Rain on Twitter, and she is doing a line of butt plugs, and they're called ponytails, and that's rule 34 for you.
That's quite a visual you just gave me.
Well, at least she's hot anyway.
So is there any crossover with sexual fantasies here?
Well, like any fandom, like, there's always going to be that slash fic type stuff where people want to take something innocent and, like, sexualize it. I mean, there's Simpsons porn. It's called This Ain't Simpsons Triple X. There's a Batman porno directed by Axel Braun. There's an entire superhero range of porno. So,
and what about you as a person, Mike Dodd, a man that's got a tattoo of My Little Pony? Do you enjoy perhaps this more sexual side of this?
Not really. I like some of the drawings, like when they, like, there was a cartoon movie made recently called Equestria Girls, which they turned the ponies into people.
Mm.
And I thought it looked cool, but I would never look at a cartoon like this sexually. I think that's the weird side of the community we don't talk about, but accept just the same, because, hey, if you like what you like, you're not hurting anybody, party on.
It's all accepting, isn't it, this entire group? That's very much the ethos of it. From everything online I've read is, if you want to be in the group, then it doesn't matter if you look perhaps somewhat peculiar. It doesn't matter. Well, not, let's be honest, many of them do. Many of them wear pony outfits for, is it BronyCon?
Yeah, BronyCon. It's a convention that's held annually in Baltimore. It's been around for 2 years. There's actually a convention coming up here in Toronto, November 16th and 17th, called Canterlot Convention. I think it's canterlotconvention.com or something like that. Either way, I guess it'll be in your podcast notes.
Canter, as in?
Well, the castle from the pony world is called Canterlot. Okay. Camelot, whatever.
I see what they did. Yeah, it's a genius pun. And so this event will encompass people like yourself wearing pink My Little Pony t-shirts that enjoy My Little Pony. What exactly is there to do? I mean, aside from enjoying a cartoon, which, as you say, is fairly harmless, what do you do with these people?
Well, there's this awesome music community around them. Like, one of my favorites is a guy called The Living Tombstone. And he does something called Discord, which is fantastic. But the main reason I'm going to this convention is to speak about the academic version of my Little Pony. I think I do a show over on thisweekingeek.net called Twig, and we look at a different topic every month. And for the pony show we do called Last Exit to Ponyville, we looked at the ponies through the lens of the seven deadly sins.
Okay.
And seeing how does each pony relate to it. Like, does this one relate to gluttony? Is this vanity? Stuff like that.
So, like, you're taking a cartoon that was, of course, as that brief clip said, designed for children many years ago. Well, actually, it was a toy first, then turned into a cartoon, and you're making it somewhat more adult and relevant and perhaps philosophical.
Well, even if you look in the cartoon show, they have references to the Big Lebowski, the Terminator, Metal Gear Solid. These are references an 8-year-old girl's not going to get, but a 12 to 34-year-old man's going to. I mean, they have one where Twilight Sparkle looks like Solid Snake from Metal Gear Solid 4.
See, I'm a little ignorant because I've never actually, well, we're going to get to this in a minute. I had never watched an episode of My Little Pony until today when I was doing the research for this show. And I don't know the different names of them.
Okay, Twilight Sparkle's the purple one. Applejack's the one with the hat. Rarity's the one with the purple hair and she's white. Pinkie Pie's the pink one.
Are there any black characters?
Actually, there is one. She's called Zecora. She's a zebra and a witch doctor.
Nice, nice touch.
So I take that where you want to.
And are there any gay My Little Ponies?
There's rumored ones. There's never one explicitly said in the show, but I know the pony community is very friendly towards the LGBT community.
Of course, yeah. I mean, you can't enjoy My Little Ponies and wear pink without perhaps sometimes thinking that being gay is okay. I know it's very difficult in the world of Teletubbies. They decided Po was gay. I don't know if there's some sort of press release that they put out when they come up with these ideas, but yes, there are gay characters. If you're interested in this, call us 416-872-1010, and we'll take our first call here from Margaret. Margaret, your thoughts on this, please.
Hi, I'm from Windsor.
Oh, yes.
Originally. 75 years ago. The lady seemed to be nice enough to return your
messages.
Your message,
mm-hmm.
And she seems to be interested in you. You'd be surprised at what you might be interested more in what she does and who she is.
Thank you, Margaret. I appreciate it. Margaret there talking about how I should embrace the young lady from Windsor. Now, staying a little bit more on topic with My Little Pony. Jessica, your thoughts, please.
Hi. Thanks for having me. I actually work for an adult toy store, and my manager, he was actually in law school, so when he had a conversation come up about sexual products and titty porn and all that type of stuff, it came back to My Little Pony.
Mm.
Now, we actually sell fleshlights that are designated for My Little Pony, because it is
Oh dear. Now, I don't know if I should get too graphically into this, but it's after nine. I just want to explain.
I'm not going. Past
well, I think I can. I'm going to try and explain what a fleshlight is without getting too graphic. A fleshlight looks a bit like a flashlight, but it doesn't really shine a light on anything. That'll do.
It's more of a tunnel, if you will.
That is all we will say.
Yes. That's all we will say until this gentleman poked in and said it's more of a tunnel. Jessica, thank you for your call. And I wonder, perhaps, are we in a situation there when there's evidence quite clearly that there is a bit of a crossover to sexualization, isn't there?
Well, all I can say is there's sexual innuendos into everything now. Like, I can't lie, I'm staring at my parody section right now, and I see the Smurfs. I see Wonder Woman. I see the Addams Family, like The Office, Hustler, Jersey Shore. Like, I even see Star Wars. I'm actually standing in the section right now, and it's kind of sad to say, but everything is put into that kind of innuendo now.
Mm.
Like, even Justin Bieber, we sell Justin Bieber blow-up dolls.
What?
Yeah.
It's all out there. Actually, Jessica, since we're talking about your name, the rabbit version of you was always quite attractive in cartoon.
Hey, come on, man. Just a rabbit. We know how we do.
Take care. I've got to go. So let's throw a few more. Thank you, Jessica. So let's throw a few more questions your way, Mike. One of the things that is very interesting about, and it is an internet phenomenon, you couldn't have this level of thousands of people having a fan of My Little Pony if it wasn't for forums on the internet that come together to promote and condone these type of things. How long will this movement last?
See, I don't know. It's really hard to say. I mean, a lot of the fandom was really worried after season 3 because we're like, it wasn't the best showing we've ever had. And then Equestria Girls blew up. It just did tremendously well in theaters and on Blu-ray. Season 4 comes out in just over a month, around the Doctor Who 50th anniversary. Actually, no, they're on the same day.
I love that you use that as a time reference.
Woo.
Never mind about what date it was. It was also timed in with Doctor Who. just before the Star Trek 50th anniversary, I think.
But I think the movement's going to have some legs, but I kind of wonder...
4.
If it will, yeah, if it kind of will die down after a while. But then again, you look at shows like, say, Firefly and Power Rangers. They're always around in some capacity. There'll always be fans. There'll always be conventions like Power Morphicon. There's always the brown coat thing with, like, Serenity and stuff like that. So I think it's going to be around for a while. I think it will get smaller as time goes on. But I hope my generation, being, like, 30 and up, we raise our kids on this.
Well, is that what you're planning on doing?
Well, me and my wife, we're talking about having kids. And eventually, yeah, we wouldn't mind bringing them up on My Little Pony, stuff like Transformers, stuff like that. You know, none of this stupid Bratz type crap. I don't even know what the kids are watching these days. I just know it sucks compared to when I was a kid growing up on X-Men, Spider-Man, Power Rangers, stuff like that. And, you know, I didn't grow up screwed up. So, I guess that's debatable now, isn't it?
It seems a very good idea, actually, at this point to talk to Karen, who might object with what you just said. Karen, your thoughts?
Hello, I'm just curious if you have any relationships outside of the Brony community. I'm curious, have you ever been diagnosed with any mental health issues?
Actually, I am a diagnosed bipolar with severe depression, actually.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very open with that within the Brony community. In fact, that's actually how I got involved. I was in a very dark place in my life a couple years ago. And when I started discovering the show, I got really happy again. It was nice to see something innocent as opposed to Family Guy and The Simpsons.
Karen, if that is the case, if he says he has depression and this has been a very enlightening and positive effect, just turn your radio. Turn your radio down a bit because I sound like a Dalek.
I don't have the radio on.
Oh, the phone went weird. Okay, all right. I think I'm back to normal. Interesting that the Doctor Who reference then made me sound like a Dalek. But as I was saying, isn't it okay if this gentleman does find some innocent light relief in this?
I think so. It's a more innocent way and maybe less chemically tainted way than taking meds that haven't been around for a long time.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for calling, Karen.
Thank you.
See? Pro-pony on this show, mate.
Yeah, well, it's weird because everybody automatically assumes because you're like ponies, you're some kind of a weirdo, which, once again, can be debatable. But with any fandom, there's always going to be that the very small percentage that's very loud and kind of paints your community in a bad light. And yet with bronies and other communities, like, a lot of people do charity work. For example, Star Wars has the 501st, the big costumer guys who dress up as like stormtroopers, Vader, etc. Bronies do a lot of
work. I know from my relentless watching of these things. How does the guest feel about Powderpuff Girls, said someone?
I don't mind it. I know that was Lauren Faust's first show.
This is the creator of My Little Pony.
Yeah, up until season two when she left the show. Yeah.
I love that you know all this.
I am a knowledgeum of geek, my friend.
Yes.
I think it's really cool. I kind of hope they bring it back now that they're doing pony stuff still. I think Powerpuff Girls deserve to have another chance at the limelight and just to hear Tara Strong as Bubbles again.
And should I ask you this? Do you have a job?
Yes, I'm a professional nerd, actually.
But surely, last time I checked, that doesn't pay very well.
Well, look at YouTube.
So do you actually make money out of YouTube advertising? Is that what you're saying?
I don't do that per se. I do a lot of geek consulting. Companies come to me. Hey, how can we get better relations with X? What can we do in terms of our marketing towards this particular demographic? And I get around. I get around to Boston, Los Angeles, Dallas. I get around.
And they pay you for this?
Hey, what can I say? Sometimes liking Star Trek is quite lucrative.
What kind of companies are paying you?
I would rather not discuss that on the air. But let's just say you know some of them.
How bizarre.
I know. It's cool. And you should see the free stuff that shows up daily.
But is that a job? I mean, yes, consulting is a job, and I don't want to abolish your existence, but surely you're just wondering about chatting to people about a bizarre fetish, aren't you?
Well, like I said, if they want to know how to communicate to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fans, I can do that. You want to know how to reach people who have a real hardcore interest in, say, Twitter? I can do that.
Amazing. So what other than My Little Pony is the link between fans?
Well, I find a lot of them just like the fact that everybody can come together at these big conventions or on these forum boards, and for 22 minutes, there's no judgment. For 22 minutes, the length of a show, nothing else matters. And it's really cool just to see some of the stories that come out of the community. I mean, for example, we were talking about that documentary, which is actually done by John Delancey. So Q from Star Trek is a huge brony. And just seeing some of the really positive effects that come out of that, seeing kids being coming out of their shells because of this, I think it's neat.
Okay, so one of the things that I've come out of this that you mentioned earlier on, other than the sheer love for pink plastic ponies and combing their lovely hair, feels weird to even say it, gotta be honest, is music. And I'm very open to music. Having been to a Nine Inch Nails concert on Friday, perhaps I'm feeling a little bit more alternative rock with some electro vibes, but I was very freaked out to hear that music was so popular when this is the music in question.
Princess Cadence needs our help. Her magic will not last forever. I think we can do it, but we need to work together. We have to get this right. Yes, we have to make them see. We can save the crystal ponies with their history. It says that they like jousting. They flew a flag of many hues.
So you're listening to News Talk 1010, and you'd be forgiven for thinking I've just actually tuned into a children's station. Yeah, maybe the Cartoon Network. One of the things I despise about this cartoon, and please don't punch me because you could take me down in no time, is the fact that they're interwoven into each episode and evidently each song is a somewhat condescending, patronising attempt to tell you how to live your life through friendship and love and happiness. Aren't we just a little bit old for that?
Well, try and tell me that's not a positive message to bring towards everybody at like any age.
I mean, but you could listen to Christian rock for that, and that's crap too.
Yeah, but not all the music in the Brony community is crap. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, there's a guy named The Living Tombstone. Go download the song Discord. Try and tell me that's not catchy as hell.
I don't need to, because we've got another little gem of My Little Pony music, and here it is.
Do your best at what it takes to pass the test. All those doubts you can't.
Do you know the words to this one?
I know the episode, but not the words.
That's even better. I know the episode. What was the episode about, this particular one?
I think this is out of the season finale for season two, isn't it?
What are you asking me for?
Well, I'm looking at your producer. I'm presuming he has, like, links.
I have no idea.
Do you think in a warped, twisted world I spent the day doing thorough research on this?
Well, what kind of host are you? No, I... Get it. I like a lot of the music. I mean, there are catchier tunes. There's one called Humor Me.
No, I'm going to humor you. Elliot, whatever he's about to say, look it up, and we're going to put it to the test. What?
Winter Wrap-Up.
Okay, look it up, Elliot. Get your man on it right now. And while he's looking that up, tell us why you like this song.
Winter Wrap-Up, I like a lot of the remixes for it, actually. Once again, going back to The Living Tombstone, he does this amazingly just catchy version of it. Actually, one of the guys from my show, Trevor, from the Untitled Mike and Laura Project and the other Twig shows that we do, he actually did an acoustic version live on the air with us during a show.
Oh, wow. That really is phenomenally good. Sorry, I suddenly forgot my sarcasm filter. The problem is...
I will eat you, you know.
I know, Mike Dodd. I have no question. But the problem is, you're obviously a smart man. You are. You're intelligent enough to turn love for small plastic ponies into a living somehow. But with that intelligence, you must occasionally get people from outside the community, like your mother, perhaps, should I ask. Doesn't she sometimes say, oh, come on, Mike, grow up?
Yeah, it's weird that a lot of people say, like, grow up, you're not doing this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, yeah, yet there's people who write the show, and they're making millions, so party on. Yeah, there are people who think it's a little childish, but then again, hey, do you like, say, Mickey Mouse? Yeah. Do you like NASCAR? Yeah. Then shut your hole. And, like, it's so amazing. Like, people say, it's a show for little girls. Well, what if my little girl liked, say, Transformers? Am I going to tell her no?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, because it's amazing how often that comes up, where we have this kind of gender role. You must like this.
I'm all up for that, and I think that the sort of model that was in our childhood of, you know, boys play with G.I. Joe and girls play with plastic ponies, for want of a different toy, is somewhat sexist, and it perpetuates a social divide that should be broken down if we're going to all work in the same workplace. But your favourite song is this.
3 months of winter coolness and awesome holidays. We've kept our hoofsies warm at home, time off from work to play. But the food we've stored is running out, and we can't grow in this cold. And even though I love my boots, this fashion's getting old. The time has come to welcome spring.
And oh, it's catchy, admit it.
It's actually making me somewhat depressed, slightly angry. If I was ever going to commit a bank job, and I really needed to hype myself up to be violent, broody, and really quite an arsehole, I'd probably listen to this for 10 minutes.
I don't recommend doing that. Go play Grand Theft Auto 5 and have this on in the background.
Mike, please turn it off, Elliot, or I will actually open fire. Thank goodness. Oh.
Enlightening, hasn't it?
Elliot just said in my headphones, there's one more song if you want it. You know what? I'm all right. I think we can move on. Listen, Mike Dodd, despite me poking a little fun at you here and there, you had the gumption and the decency to drive for 2 hours from your home of...
Shelburne, just north of Orangeville.
And come into the studio for $0 and perhaps get a little bit of attack from some of the phone calls and text messages. You're a brave man, and good for you to sticking to your small plastic childlike guns. And is there anything else? And I wonder what it'll be. Is there anything you'd like to promote?
Well, yeah. I mean, if like people want to check out what I do professionally, you can go to thisweekingeek.net. I actually work with some people here at the station for another show that I work on called These Warriors Are Terrible, which is like pen and paper role-playing games. We do it for 4 hours, like D&D, Star Wars, whatever. And also Equestria Daily. Want to thank them for huge support over the last year.
Have we got any Oscar music that we could play underneath this?
And I guess lastly, just shout out to all my friends that have been supporting me with this all the time. And you guys are all awesome. So thank you, Vinny. This has actually been a lot of fun. I don't think a lot of people got in as many cheap shots as I was expecting. In fact,
well, I did filter out one on the email that said, why doesn't this man just grow up and learn that he should be past potty training and take all this up with a therapist? But I thought I wouldn't read that one out because it's borderline offensive.
Well, you know what? Like I said, I'm openly admitted type 2 bipolar. I do see people. And you know what? Maybe that guy just needs to relax. You know, just
and maybe he does, and maybe if he had your condition, and maybe if he found solace in a bizarre cartoon, maybe he'd appreciate it a little more. I do think that it's very easy to judge. Thank you for coming in.
Anytime, Vinny.
You're a fine man, no matter what they say, and I'll defend you till the end. And probably because you're very large and you could beat the living daylights out of me. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute.
This is the Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
All right, nice to be here today. I've really enjoyed our last guest. Lots of new news going on. The USA shutdown still going on. First time in 17 years, the US government still shut down.